Bertolt Brecht's The Resistible Rise of Arturo Uy at IU's Wells Metz Theater is an allegory. It's loosely based on the rise to power by Adolf Hitler. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The arts, especially literature, have been waging a battle over the issues of education and inspiration for as long as serious thinkers have thought about it. Socrates' student Plato wanted to banish the poets altogether from the Republic. Bertolt Brecht struggled again and again with a balance between attracting and educating an audience. He wanted them to come, and he wanted them to stay at a distance where their minds were more involved than their emotions. Director Liam Castellan, with a thoughtfully chosen and skilled cast, have embraced the fable of Arturo Uy's rise to control of cauliflower in gangland Chicago of the early 40s. For a start, Castellan decided on a largely female cast for the mostly male roles. A graceful Glennis Kunkel Ruiz is the homicidal Arturo, with Elise Chase as her gun-toting consigliere. Elaine Sobchak is the murderous florist Gavilla, and Katie Swaney, looking a bit like a young James Cagney, is Clark, the leader of the cauliflower cartel. There are two males. Nathaniel Kohlmeyer appears as a wolfish, hat-loving killer. James Greenwood is a machine gun-toting singer. The Resistible Rise of Arturo Uy begins with a directly artificial appeal to the audience. A tuxedoed Courtney Reed Harris jumps to a riser, pulls down a microphone, and in a ringside fight style, introduces the show. Her artifice includes presenting the whole introduction in mock Shakespearean pentameter. By the way, a practically unrecognizable Harris appears later as a drunken gang moll and still later as a crusading newspaper editor. Many times during the evening, Brecht will have his character's humorous and serious moments couched in stiffly delivered poetics, and that's to keep us off balance and thinking. Part of Arturo's plan includes the compromising of a prominent figure, gouty old Dogsborough, played by a usually more agile Athena Coppolis with her echoing son Mae McQueen. They lure Dogsborough with stocks and a position that eventually leaves him a sad, powerless, defeated figurehead. In one of the scenes of the play for laughs, Arturo's hired a drunken actor to help him class up his act. Mia Siffin was very funny as she guided Arturo through walking, sitting, and a recitation of Mark Antony's funeral oration from Julius Caesar. I was sitting across from a quartet of IU actors, and they were laughing hard. So the casting and the language did work to keep us off balance, to keep us at a distance, to keep us from Brecht's dreaded empathy or identifying with the characters. And there were other factors as well. The Resistible Rise of Arturo Uy is a bloodbath. Those resisting the rise to power have their businesses burned, witnesses are killed, judges are suborned, a thoughtfully rebellion from inside Uy's own organization by Roma and Clark is wiped out by Geary and Gavola. Frankly, it seemed as if we might be heading for a happy ending with the efforts of Ignatius Dolefoot, a crusading newspaper editor from Cicero, and Betty, his staunch supporting wife, Carina Lastimosa. But the editor is assassinated, and after a bitter extended harangue, Betty is beaten down into kowtowing. Arturo and the remains of his close followers have succeeded. He's the king of cauliflower in Chicago, and he's taken over Cicero, and he presents a wildly incoherent but darkly threatening big plan for the vegetable market in other major cities. The evening's MC returns to center stage, pulls down that microphone, and in an echoing stadium speech reminds us that what's happened is likely to happen again. The IU Theater's The Resistible Rise of Arturo Uy by Bertolt Brecht is directed by Liam Castellan. Scenic and projection design is by Jenny Fisher. Costume design is by Elizabeth Ann Davis. Lighting is by Kier Luo. Sound design by Seamus McHenry. Performances in the Wells Metz Theater run December 1st, 2nd, 5th through 8th at 7:30, December 9th at 2 and 7:30. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.